Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dean Thompson, the president of the RFCI, the Resilient Floor Covering Institute. Dean, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Kemp.
I want to talk to you about this news from last week. The exclusions from the Section 301 tariffs, List 3, the ones that gave LVT with the click profile, they eliminated the 25% tariff for a while. They're back on. I want to talk about that in a minute. First, though, I know I've caught you down in LaGrange. A little background, you're down in LaGrange because the early part of your career, you worked for Milliken.
Yes.
And when you took this role as the head of the trade association that represents the resilient floor covering business, you just stayed where home was, right?
Exactly. Worked out terrific.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful place down there. A lot of pine trees, a lot of pickup trucks. I used to go down there every year to the Masters Water Ski Tournament. Now, I wasn't in it. I was a spectator.
Beautiful down at Callaway Gardens, yeah. Well, you should come visit LaGrange. It's a beautiful, small community. Absolutely fabulous.
It's where Milliken's factory still is for their carpet business.
Yeah, so I was 5 years at Armstrong, 38 years at Milliken, and now 14 years at RFCI. It's been in the industry a few years for sure.
Yeah,
right. Treated me well.
All right, so let's talk about this. It's big news. We feel like that the rigid LVT is about two-thirds of the $4.3 billion resilient market at wholesale values, and that's Santo Tercivia's estimate on that. So the product was refined in China. The majority of it comes from China. And in September of 18, there was a 10% tariff that was put on that product. And then, I guess, the next year in the spring, that 10% went to 25%, and we're bumping along with a 25% tariff on that product. And then in November of 19, an exclusion was granted, and the tariff went away. They said when they took it away in November that it was going to be away until August the 7th of 2020, and many of the industry pundits thought, well, there's really two reasons why they would give you an exclusion. And this is that Robert Lighthizer, the USTR. There was two reasons. One would be that you could prove there's not enough capacity in the rest of the world to satisfy the U.S. demand. Or the second reason was a petitioner could file and say, hey, this tariff is going to put me out of business. We won't be able to survive if you put the tariff on us. Sounds like now, since they've removed the exclusions for the tariff, and there hasn't been that much more additional capacity added, there's probably a good chance that the reason they gave the exclusion was because Cali Bamboo proved that if they didn't get the tariff exclusion, it put them out of business. That's just all supposition, but that's what I'm thinking right now.
Could well be. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. One of the questions I wanted to ask you is, as the head of the trade association, you've got members that are kind of on both sides of this argument, right?
We do. Obviously, we have some who have an orientation to domestic production.
Yeah.
But let's be frank, I mean, still 70% of LVT, roughly, I think, number is imported.
Yeah.
And even with some added domestic capacity, that domestic capacity is primarily being driven in the rigid core side.
Right.
Which is rigid core is primarily in the residential sector. So that will impact the residential. So what I'm more concerned about would probably be on the commercial side of LVT and the impact it may have there. So any kind of market disruption related to price increases is always a challenge for people to work it out. I mean, there's issues related to supply chain and capacity and some market disruption. I think that early on when the tariffs came on, the 10%, the market pretty well, supply chain retailers were able to absorb that, but then when it bumped up to 25%, they had some price increases. I think the value proposition is still very strong, especially I would say on the residential side, that it can carry some additional cost probably, but at the same time, I look at how resilient flooring does in relationship to other sectors, and of course any increase in price in LVT, which is a big chunk of the sector, closes the gap a little bit between LVT and other sectors in the market. So we were a little bit about that. We've grown from 9.5% of the market back in 2003 to almost 25% of the market last year. So we've been on a good curve. We want to keep that going.
Yeah. But here's what I've heard too. So here's what's going to happen. I mean, as of last Thursday night at midnight, this 25% tariff is on all vinyl products coming out of China. So, I mean, it's happening today. So we're going to see price increases. And let's also make sure we point out that a 25% tariff on a landed cost is probably only going to result in a price increase. Now, naturally, different companies will react different ways, but it'll probably be more in the line of 10 to 15% of a price increase that's going to be announced to offset this cost difference. Wouldn't you say?
It might be a little bit more than that, but, okay. But I think, you know, when you look at it, how is it going to play out with a consumer?
Yeah.
You know, if you're a consumer out there who's buying some LVT and they need 500 square feet of LVT and it's $4 a square foot,
yeah.
You know, that's a couple of grand. You know, if it goes up 10%, that's not a huge difference.
Yeah.
And that's why I think the value proposition will carry some increase, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll just have to wait and see. I just wanted to make sure that we got the word out about this because, you know, these price increases are justified because the cost, if you source out of China, the cost just went up. You know, brace yourself. Here comes some price increases. Right.
Yeah. Well, I think the other dynamic on the consumer side, you know, remember flooring is a fairly infrequent purchased item. So,
right.
You know, the average consumer isn't sitting around thinking about increases in flooring, you know, like they might in gasoline. I mean, they're going to go and buy flooring and
yeah.
It's pretty much insulated from maybe where pricing was to where it is today. I don't know the facts on this either, Kent, but I do know that people have been ramping up their imports from other countries where the tariff is not so impacted, but I don't have a good feel in terms of what the capacity is coming from Thailand and other places where people are trying to go do alternative sourcing to circumvent the tariffs from China.
Let's make sure we mention that. There's no tariffs on a Taiwanese product, on product that comes in from Vietnam. There's no tariffs on any of that. And let's also mention that there's five companies that have announced that they're going to build U.S. capacity here, and they're underway on that. The only issue right now, though, is that some of that's been delayed because the intellectual transfer of knowledge only happens if you bring people from China over here to teach them how to do it, and I think that's probably been disrupted a little bit thanks to the virus. But
I would definitely think so. Travel back and forth is a big challenge.
Yeah. Dean, this is exactly what I want to talk about, and appreciate you spending time with us. Again, been talking to Dean Thompson, the president of the RFCI, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.